Jack, I'm just trying to keep my resolution shorter with one-syllable words in order to please you, please the commission.
We have a comment that wants, one of our constituents here wants to make. Does the commission allow me to let them make their comment?
She skipped her turn during public discussions, so she's welcome now, in my opinion.
Okay.
I didn't think about it then.
Yes. I would like to speak about the parking. Now, when 17th Street became residential parking, I could not leave my house. I could not leave my house 10 o'clock in the mornings and come back and find a parking space, because folks who work up here would park all the way down there. And it takes 51% of the folks who live in that block to petition to get it, and then you have to pay $15 a year for that residential parking. So if you think about it, I don't think you should enforce anything on folks who live in these blocks, because you don't know whether they want to pay that $15 every year or not. Plus, they do want somewhere to park when they leave their homes during the day and come back. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, Jack first and then Greg.
Yeah, in response to Mrs. Mitchell's query, which was very legitimate, but nobody is forced to pay for RPP if you can get along without the RPP provision. I'm sorry, that's probably not a very good argument. You'd wind up being unable to park in your block. Forget it. I think you're right.
A quick comment, Gladys. That's why there was a debate at the meeting last week about what some people said, that it should be $15 further charge for these things. It is, and the new program should be. This resolution, if you look at the end of the fourth line under Y, it says at no cost. Sure, but this provides, it will probably get rid of, that we also heard evidence that, number one, that when you do this, so you go to RPP, it cleans out the out-of-state registration people. And that really disappears, and that opens up a lot of spaces. And at least in several of the blocks where I've done a census, Jack has done a census, in some of these blocks, it's perhaps a quarter of the spaces are taken up by out of state. So we've been discussing this for quite a while, and this appears to be the best that we're going to be able to get. And here the resolution specifies. And there was a debate about it. Some people in the neighborhood want $15. But where's this resolution, if the ANC passes, it says zero cost.
Let me make a clarification on that, if I could, Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Jack. Then Jane.
Greg is talking about the visitor passes. Let's draw a distinction here between the visitor passes and RPP for the residents. It's just the visitor passes that would be no cost.
Greg, after Jane.
I guess I have a question about your observation. I thought that having the RPP would prevent people who come into work during the day to be able to park without getting ticketed. I thought it would prevent that, right?
That is correct. So that's why we went to the residential parking, because when 17th Street got theirs, it pushed the
down. I see, okay. So this is good?
What?
This resolution? In this resolution?
No.
Okay. Greg, last comment, please.
Well, I would like to see if the commission would accept an amendment to make further into a new paragraph and put a sentence in that says that the RPP permits are to be issued at no cost by telephone.
How are you going to do that when it already exists, Jack?
Unfortunately, that conflicts with the law establishing RPP. it requires that the administrative costs be covered by RPP fees.
Greater knowledge trumps good ideas in this case.
Let me.
I withdraw. Well, we could, yes, we could ask the council to do it. So you would second my amendment?
Yeah. I mean, okay.
Who's got the floor here?
I'm not even clear anymore.
Yeah.
Jack?
Yeah, I would like to offer one more change to this. That is to say, let's emphasize in that last sentence of the resolution, when the day passes and is implemented, let us say, only upon implementation of the day pass plan may the whole of Mount Pleasant be converted to.
I accept that as a friendly amendment, but I also ask that Jane and my amendment, and I want to celebrate her and I being on the same side now, yes, be given some shrift.
Okay, do we have all the wording in there now?
No, because Jane and I have a motion and a second.
You're so happy to do it, Jane and I.
So you want to put the text at the end? Whereas, you like that, don't you know? I'm just teasing. And encourage the city to what? Abolish its fee for?
Use the pointer there, G.
Okay.
So Jack, know where you are.
Do a turn, go to a new paragraph at further. At the end of this, say that ANC1D advises that RPP permits be allocated at no cost by telephone or web. It isn't.
No. The day passes up there where people can come and park all day long, and we can't find them where to park.
Oh.
She's addressing something else now.
Yeah, could I address that? The day passes are one per household for their guests or for their service people.
It's visitor pass.
Except for the teachers.
Jack.
Yeah, this is a complicated issue. What we've got is visitor passes, one per household, which means that if you want a visitor to be able to park on your block, you don't have to go to the police station anymore. You will have a pass which you can hand to your visitor. Your contractor won't have a problem. If you have a contractor, you let the contractor use your day pass. So your visitor pass. But the day passes for employees is a whole different category. That's totally now. But the point here, Mrs. Mitchell, is that instead of forcing all of these problems onto one or two blocks, it can be distributed throughout the neighborhood. Because what happens when your block of Kilbourne became RPP zoned, all those people just moved down onto my block. That didn't solve anybody's problem. That's just. And then my block went RPP. Yes, that's the way it works. Unfortunately, we don't have that many people coming to Mount Pleasant to go to the schools or work in the businesses. If they are evenly distributed around the neighborhood, there isn't such a parking problem. The problem occurs when they are all forced onto a couple of blocks. That's where the problem is, and that's what this issue should solve. Well, let me point out, you get your RPP at the same time you renew your registration.
I don't have a car, so
I understand. That's why it's sort of automatic. When you go down and pay your fees to re-register, or when you do a registration via with a web, RPP is a component of it. So the telephone thing doesn't matter.
Okay. Our collaboration accepts this as a
community. Okay. Can we...
Period.
Okay, are we ready for a vote now? Okay.
One more change. I would prefer issued instead of allocated. Allocated sounds like you're... See, RPP permits is different from... We're not talking about the days or the visitors. We're just talking about RPP. Just be issued at no cost.
Greg, that's not the mic you have there.
The Greg Jane Coalition accepts the friendly amendment.
We're going to draw this out. I wish I did on camera.
I do too.
I surrender.
Okay, we're ready now for a vote. Okay, all those in favor of the resolution as it reads now with a show of hands. All righty, all six commissioners agree. That was a unanimous breath. Okay, where are we now?
Let me point out, at some point this evening, we have to take up the budget. But if there are things we got, it's still fairly early in the evening yet.
Okay, well, we're going to do whatever, and by 8:30 we need to do that budget. Okay.
May I suggest the web issue come up, because, okay, this is part of the web committee.
We haven't finished committee reports.
The web committee? Yeah. That one... I've put a lot of time into trying to recruit people over the years, and unfortunately, Tim is still around but preoccupied, and the web designer left, saying that the money was too little. And I have now talked with a number of people, and essentially, I'm told that if we're going to go to a company, it's going to cost $150 an hour, and many companies are now saying they're not going to do anything for less than $30,000. It's big business, and so our best hope is to find somebody that is in that is operating out of their house, and there we may we'll likely end up paying, if they're any good, $100, and if we can get them locally and sweet talk them, maybe $75. So I have an hour. Then let's go for that. Then I'm just saying, the resolution then includes further discussion that I've had, and it directs the executive director, or asks the executive director to end the search. First priority on quality, because almost everybody agrees that if you get somebody that's a klutz, that it'll be impossible. And secondly, the price is a strong object. So if we're going to move forward, I think we need to pay attention to the realities of this.
Jane?
Jack, did you send an email out today with some plan about how we could use some program that didn't sound expensive? It sounded quite reasonable. Yeah.
Well, that was something else. David Satchev raised something I wasn't familiar with, and I just relayed it to the group. But that really didn't solve this problem.
Because it seems like a start. It seems that before we put, we just open up the limits that we advertise. We never advertised. We said we would. There were two people that were people that you guys knew. I don't know whether they worked out or not, but we never advertised like we agreed to. So how do we know what's out there? I mean, there's a lot of starving internet gurus and website gurus out there. There are.
Greg?
I agree with you. This presumes, perhaps could be restated, that this is that we advertise and then we move forward on it. And all the programs that David Satchdev talked about are ones that I know, that I've worked with, and busy trying to find a work for people to pay me $150 an hour to do. So I know it can be done. I've done it. I've installed them on my own computer before. So I know that they're very good.
Jack?
Well, we've been wrestling with this problem for years. And what we want, if we do it, what we want isn't that complicated. We don't need high power web programming, especially if we cut back on our ambitions and just say, let's put together a bare bones website which advertises the ANC meetings and doesn't have any bells and whistles. It seems to me that there are these days thousands of high school kids who would be happy to do this as a part-time job after school. So I'm not sure we need to go to the expense. On the other hand, we've said that before and we've never found this person. So I am proposing, I would propose that we simply assign Neil the task of identifying the person to do this. But I am concerned about opening the floodgates to very expensive property. I think we should emphasize someone who would do it sort of an amateur basis.
Albert, listen, you can advertise on Craigslist, and within 1 week, you guys are going to have this taken care of. Craigslist is like the best for you. You guys should go and look for people to do this kind of stuff. Craigslist. Catch Craigslist. Okay, it's inexpensive, and you get some results like that.
Yes. So yeah, I'm just...
And excuse
so I,
me.
Sorry.
That's what I thought we was doing last time. I'm not specifically Craigslist, but I thought we were doing advertising, as Jane stated in our last meeting. I thought that's where we went. We agreed to authorize Neil to look for somebody, but we also said that we wanted the whole commission to have a part in it, and we suggested about the advertising. So, and that's a good thing. Going to Craigslist is an excellent idea. Greg? Mm-hmm.
Also, with all the universities that we have nearby, mm-hmm. somebody can easily go and post, you know, either on their website or in their information, you know, in need of a web developer.
Yeah, and is this an information, community information
Thank
board
you.
Behind me, or is it down here? It's one in here somewhere too, isn't it?
That's one of them.
Okay. Greg?
The resolution is assuming we're going to do all of that. And by the way, I would like to ask if so those are things that you can do with Neil's. If Neil works, directs the thing, perhaps you would be willing to go and actually post things and so on. And we will, at some reasonable rate, that what would we do to, and to add that we can pay him some rate to do this. What would we pay him? $15 an hour, 20, 15?
I cannot do this. I'm not a web developer. I think programming.
Sure.
I can go in there and try to work.
No, but I'm saying the advertisements.
The advertising, yes.
Okay, good.
Jack, and then Dave.
Let me propose that we reduce this simply to the first line. Authorizing the executive director to recruit a programmer and web developer and let Neil follow up on these various suggestions. I really think we should be able to find somebody out of one of the universities, out of even a high school, who can do what we need and take care of this. But we need somebody.
Dave was next. Jack, are you finished? I'm sorry.
I just want to make okay. clear that we need somebody because we've got to get out of this routine of any commissioner doing it. And I think if we have to cut back on our ambitions, I mean, I agree with this ambition of a public bulletin board, but that's secondary. Our first requirement is to get that website maintained, up to date, by somebody who isn't one of us. And let's have Neil find that person.
Dave.
Yeah, I think the advertising's a good idea. There are several IT, low-level IT companies right near us here. As a matter of fact, one of them, my manager, I think, her name is Lori Collins.
Have you seen her rights?
Maybe she would do it pro bono. We could ask. I'm out of order.
Y'all need coffee. Greg?
Well, let me, since Oliver hasn't spoken, let me defer to him with your permission.
Okay, Oliver?
I think, like we discussed before in our the past meeting, it was discussed that we could get some students to work on the web, to develop our website. So there's no, I don't think that there is any point where we should go and find somebody who will be paid. There are kids out there who will be willing to do it. And maybe the institution will give them credit for that. So we could, if at all, we would like to have somebody only to develop, but then somebody to maintain the website, that maybe the person who would be maintaining the website has to be compensated at a minimum cost.
Okay, Greg?
The point is to release the, to ask Neil and Albert to find somebody that's cheap as we can, but qualified, and but releases from the previous limits, which people say are, and Sachdev said is just essentially way too low, but this just gives us the way to go forward on this, because I've spent perhaps 1,000 hours over the last 4 years on all this stuff, and I think it's time to, including searching for people, going through networks, interviewing people, talking with them, and it's time to pass this on. So I ask the commission to approve this. We will, the second paragraph will be something that we'll look in later. Let's get the first thing going.
So,
I think
so you're agreeable to deleting the second paragraph?
No, just leave it there, but as a perhaps with replace the word in addition later.
Oliver, while Jack's doing that, you had some more input?
I just wanted to find out when we talk of a low cost, how much are we looking at? Because if we say low cost, the person who will be brought in to do the job, are we going to tell him that, okay, it's a low cost, because he has to determine as to how much that low cost is.
We have.
Greg?
Well, I'm just trying to answer his question. As Jack has pointed out, the will of the commission is to approve every check, large check, and to and by law we must approve any personal service contract. So this is not a blank check.
I think he was just asking what is the general amount that we're going to be telling Neil that he has an okay to work with. Jack?
Well, I would say that Neil can find out what's available, and then we can make a judgment rather than trying to prescribe it now. But I would propose that the first priority be on reliability rather than quality. I want somebody who will show up and do the job reliably.
I accept that as a friendly amendment. Would you put that in?
Okay. And after this point, are we closed on discussion now? Okay. We're going to give a two-minute thing here to allow our other commissioner to return before we take a vote. Oh, I felt like I was down at DC Council. But what is it, the two-minute call? Okay, our commissioner has returned.
I move the vote on this resolution.
All those in favor of the resolution, a show of hands. We have five. Any, all those against? Abstaining?
Okay.
Okay, we have one abstention, Commissioner Zara.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're moving on. Where are we now?
I think we better take a look at the budget.
Well,
You're right.
A report on.
You're right, and I said 8:30 too.
There is a report for the Planning and Coordination Committee, a proposal that Oliver and I have discussed and put in. And that would, which essentially would be for the, instead of having a second monthly meeting, we would use that space and time.
Okay, are we getting a report from this committee, or what are we waiting for?
The discussion I've had with commissioners is on this proposal as a way to move forward and to get neighbors' comments on as a way of informing our budget discussion. It also would help us perhaps prioritize what we do with the few remaining months of the year and of our terms. I also sent out another list of just that I threw together of 15 items that are potentially of large impacts, and as just to try to prime the pump, just as Dave Bosserman primed the pump with his list of 5 goals. You know that is on.
Dave?
I would agree with most of this, except the point of delaying the budget. We've delayed, and I think we need to pass a budget today. We can always change it.
Jack?
We have a problem with that, namely that we are required to have a public meeting to present the budget to the public, and then we approve the budget only at the following public meeting. And because our May 20th meeting was not properly noticed, it doesn't count. So this is our meeting at which we present the budget to the public. At the next meeting will be our first opportunity to approve it.
Greg?
If Oliver approves, because this is our joint resolution, I would strike the, as a friendly amendment, to accept a friendly amendment from Dave, and strike, therefore, the second paragraph, because it is no longer needed.
Okay, so are we done with this now, so we can move on to the presenting of the budget, Jack?
Just a question, is this going to be a formal, this is a committee meeting?
Yes.
This is a committee meeting, okay, thank you.
Now, we could do it up brown and have some treats here and try to recruit a large crowd and the like, but I think it's better just as a simple committee. And we saw, I hope, Dave, you were pleased with that parking committee meeting as something that was useful and to the point. And my thought would be that we would do something like that.
Okay. So are we ready now? Oh, I'm sorry, Jane.
I like the topics that are included. I think there's a lot. It's pretty ambitious for one night. But I would like to perhaps use, if you can, keep this in the back of your mind as a springboard to provide an educational event or a meeting that the education committee or whatever would, because we got $100 for, devote sort of an evening to residents coming in and talking about problems with affordable housing or having the fire thing. You know, just sort of include it to see if there's interest for us to sponsor sort of a little either roundtable discussion or community, this is how I feel about affordable housing here and it's terrible, something like that, to let the community talk about what their problems are for an educational event.
Greg?
Try to quickly answer. I am concerned, as you are, about getting more participation and in getting understanding of what we're doing. So I've been, with Jack's help, I tried a study circle approach to go out and make a house visit twice to a bunch of people just to talk about things. I talked with Lillian Perdomo, who is an expert about outreach. She runs a company for that, and to Neil, who is an expert on participation. That's what he did for Mayor Williams, and they have agreed to try to work with us to come up with a supportive process of study circles along those lines. And I would, and this has only been formulating in the last couple of days, as because it appears that we're not going to reach large numbers of people just through this process. We're going to have to try something else. But Lillian has a process. She hasn't sent it to me. Perhaps you could talk with her about study circles that would involve people in a community and their homes where they will go more likely for this kind of education. I'm trying to track your concerns.
Okay. Jane.
Well, you know how you interacted with, I think you spoke for the tenants' rights group and stuff. Maybe we could have someone like that come in, talk about what's going on, maybe in the context of the Deauville, you know, something like that. Bring some people who are in, who you know, who are involved in the struggle right now in the city that affect the residents, you know, and have some sort of educational event like that. That'd be good.
Okay, that's a good idea. We can do another roundtable like we did a while back. Okay, we need to move on. Can we get the budget presented now? So, all those who are ready to vote on this, who agree, with a show of hands. Six commissioners voting yes. Now I would like to move on to the presentation of the budget, so we'll be able to vote on it in the next meeting, please.
Okay, this is basically compiling what we agreed at the May 20th meeting. That's our FY06 proposed budget. That's what we spent in a 12-month period. And this is now the revised proposed FY08 budget. In most cases, these simply replicate what we've done before, the exception, of course, being purchase of service. That, and of course, a substantial reduction in the purchase of equipment because we're past that. And I've also added $5,000 for grants. The bottom line on this, when I separate out capital expenditures and operating expenditures, and I take the funds for NEIL and for the web development to be capital expenditures, then our operating expenditures total $12,400, which is within our annual allocation. So this does seem to be it leaves us with a $4,455 surplus. Of course, it'll be less than that because of disallowances, but still, it looks like a reasonable budget on the assumption that we're willing to spend $16,000 out of our savings. That's it.
Dave.
Yeah, Jack has done a really good job on this, and he's covered, I think he's taken into consideration most of our comments from before. And I would move that we accept this as being publicly presented and widely publish it for comment.
Craig?
I would like to maintain the training budget as it was before, carrying it over.
Jane? Oh, I'm sorry, Greg, you're not finished?
No, I was going to answer a question. I realize that's not the way we do things.
Jane?
Could you please clarify?
Old dog learning new tricks. Well, at least I'm finding the ULI conferences to be terribly important. I mean, just to go and see and in fact, it's where I find out what the rest of the district is doing very often and the reasons for it. You don't find it out from the agencies and the like, and find out what the trends are and what the best practices are that we can start to implement. Now, it's true that we haven't moved very much on some of these issues of workforce housing and the like, but by going to these, then I'm prepared to, and have met a lot of people that we can bring in and to work with. So I hope that we will continue that item in the budget. It's under training. Yes. And indeed, if other commissioners are interested, there's a way for us to get a cut rate from the ULI for about $500. We could get several commissioners in under one price. But it appears that I'm the only one that really wants to go to these things now.
Dave.
I assume that ULI is under lots of icing?
Excuse me, Urban Land Institute. It's
Jack.
Well, what amount then should be under training? I mean, $1,200 seems to be pretty heavy.
How about 600?
Where is this number coming from? I mean, we've got $175 is what we spent in the preceding year.
Because I haven't turned in a lot of the receipts because my computer got lost, and now I've got to go in to ask them to reissue them.
So you think? I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Jack. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So you think it will amount to? I mean, is this a reasonable estimate of what
yes.
it will cost?
Yes.
We're just talking about ULI conferences, that it will be
That's right.
$600 a year.
Yes.
Or $500 a year. $600 a year would cover it.
It would cover it, yes. It'll likely be less because I'm trying lots of schemes to get in free.
Well, let's not admit that for the record. Trying schemes. You're trying to develop a program that will help you to get in free. Okay.
So I asked for a restitution of half of the previous training budget.
You know, since the word receipts came up and what have you, I would like for us to have a timely manner to turn in receipts so we don't have time for them to get lost.
The treasurer
Jack
is not going to write any checks until he sees the receipt, which he is reimbursing.
All right. That's probably why Greg's trying to find those receipts right now. Okay.
Some of them I sent out by email, I'm sure, but anyway. I'm trying to cooperate with a new regime.
Okay. So we've presented the budget publicly, and where are we now?
I just want approval from the commission to change the $175 under training to $600 for training.
Okay.
Is there any objection to that?
Any objection? No objection?
No objection, then that will be done.
Okay. Jane?
So in the future, if we want to have like a neighborhood forum or something, is there money allotted for the possibility to come in and say, we need $200 for this or?
The budgets are for planning. They are not restrictive. This is simply so it's the idea here is simply to scope out your expenses so that you don't find yourself out of money before the year is up. That's all it's about.
Mm-hmm. Greg?
One of the intents of having this meeting in 2 weeks is for us to talk about the kinds of things we would like to do and start to, because we can't really plan until we've scoped out what the needs are and what our priorities are and roughly what kinds of programs we can put together that we think would be effective. So this is a base just to satisfy the requirements that we announce this. And then hopefully in the next couple of weeks, we'll be talking about these other issues. And I'm asking to follow Dave's example with other statements of goals are mine, where I list a bunch of things I think we would be derelict if we did not address, because there are big things that affect the neighborhood.
Okay.
I think we can take this budget as suitably presented, and I will, of course, post it.
I move okay. that the commission accepts this as and notes that this budget has been publicly presented.
Thank you.
So as a resolution, may I ask for a second?
Do we need a resolution? Okay. Jane, second. All those in favor. All commissioners agree.
Along the lines of the ULI, I have a resolution asking for reimbursement and money.
Quite a receipt.
Jack says under the new regime, I've got to go and get a resolution for each and every expenditure. So I'm trying to be a good boy.
And the treasurer appreciates that.
Does that mean that you would second my resolution, my motion?
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Okay. And you know what? I also agree with Dave when you guys are making these initials, you know, stated out so everybody will know what you're talking about. I see it there now, Urban Land Institute. Okay.
Let me ask, are we talking about something you have already paid for?
Yes, I just sent it in my renewal just a couple of weeks ago.
We do have 90 days in which to ratify such an expenditure.
Okay. So haven't we already agreed to this, or are we doing it again?
Jack's rule is that we vote separately. So may I ask for a vote?
All those in favor? All six commissioners agree?
Thank you. All right. Are we ready? Is there any other pressing issue, or can we go? I'm sick.
Anything else, commissioners? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, there is one. Jane, this is basically your item. Don't look so mystified. Clarification of how we're going to work with Neil Richardson and making it clear that his direction comes first from our past resolutions and secondly from the commission as a whole, not from any individual commissioners or even a subset of commissioners. And I ran this past Neil, and he is happy with this.
So does this need a resolution? Is it just House rules?
It's not a resolution. It's simply a policy statement, yes. We agreed
to it last time. Jane, you have comments?
I just have a question about the definition of special opportunities and circumstances which arise between, because that seems to sort of, you have this text, then you go, or whatever else, you know, they're kind of open terms, vague terms.
You know, there's got to be a safety valve if something arises during the month and we're
Jane,
not
those are unknown.
They're unknown unknowns as opposed to known unknowns, right?
May I move adjournment?
Are we in agreement with this policy statement? Jane, this was really your concern.
We agreed to it last month. We just asked you to write it up.
But I just, yes, I know, but the,
okay, well, let's redo our agreement of last month. All those in favor? All six commissioners agree. I make a motion that we adjourn. I have Greg?
That's a second.
Oh, that was a second. Okay. The meeting is adjourned, 8:50 p.m.
I appreciate your response. It's good. Reasonable. Thank you. So, because I thought it was a place, a conspiracy full of people like Jane, environmentalists, who were trying to make an example out of Mount Pleasant or something. Block the road at all costs.
Not yet. That's the next
I like step. You anyway, so it's all right.
By the way, I was wrong. The church you mentioned that you have a doctorate, I thought we should mention. Really? We're demanding she has two, I have two, Jack has one.
Good. Two. Very good. Yeah. I normally don't use the title, but I want to emphasize that I'm a professor, and I have to reverse commute, and I guess that's why. But, of course, then I could ask questions where you got them, but anyway.
So we're loaded.
Yeah, right. Well, you run a meeting very well, and somebody gets credit for that, of course.